Hi, I'm Rebecca, and welcome to my podcast, Smashing Through with Rebecca Adams. I am so excited you're here on this episode. Topics include life, business, mindset, full of kick-ass content and high energy. Enjoy the podcast, and remember, you too can smash through and keep going always. Be good to yourself and others. It's really fantastic when you can take care of yourself, but also you can take care of others. And that doesn't mean necessarily spending money on them. It could be that you are, you know, opening the door for them when you're leaving the store. You say thank you, or, you know, you make someone smile, you crack a joke, things like that. You can do philanthropy work and kindness work and just be nice, because it's a whole different energy, frequency and vibration for those people. You know, you can be polite. You don't know what goes on in someone else's head behind closed doors, what they're going through, what they're dealing with, and everything like that. You know, you can scroll through social media and you can see all of the highlights, and you can see all of the positives, and you can see all the good days. And people might not, some people do, but some people might not put the bad days on there because they don't want people to know what's going on, or they don't want to have it as a diary, should we say, like Adrian Mole, 13 and three quarters, you know, back in the day that we used to read. But you need to be good to yourself. You need to be good knowing that you are entitled to have a break. You are entitled to sit and watch your favorite TV show or movie. You're entitled to have that chocolate if you want it, or the cake or the grapes or whatever it is. But you've got to do what feels good to you. You know, go dancing, go out for a meal, go on date nights, date each other, spend time with friends and family, make memories, go out there, do the things that stretch your mind, do the things that fill you up and light you up and everything. And be kind to others as well. It's all about respect. It's all about knowing and believing and trusting in yourself that you deserve the goodness and not having a go at yourself. Okay, it is all about the feelings and the thoughts in your body. So you can scan your body and, you know, really, really think of how you feel, where it's coming from, where is the stress coming from, the tension, the headache, things like that, but also all of the goodness as well. And it's good to give. It's good to give advice. It's good to give, you know, value. It's good to empower, inspire, and motivate other people through your work, through your business, through, you know, your friendships, your conversations, through seeing them every day, smiling at them. You know, I've been taking my mum's dog Charlie out recently around the park and just smiling at people who smile at you, all looking up and smiling, saying hi or morning or whatever, you know. And also when I go for walks as well, just being polite and saying hi to people, because it is good to be good to other people. And, you know, one of my sayings that I've said for decades is life is a boomerang. Whatever you send out comes back. And karma is the most beautiful thing, because you need to be mindful. Karma just doesn't dish out negative. It dishes out good as well. You know, it all comes back to you. So you've got to be true to yourself. You've got to be good to yourself. And you really need to start taking into account that your happiness and joy and love is all deep inside of you. You don't have to look outside of yourself to somebody else for love and validation and acceptance. You can give it to yourself and start being good to yourself and go, do you know what? I've had a really busy day. I'm going to nourish and nurture myself with amazing food and, you know, vitamin C or whatever. And then I'm going to chill, because it's been full on. And acknowledging that and seeing it and calling it out. But having the opportunity to be able to do good in the world is absolutely fantastic, and something I definitely recommend that you do as well. Do what aligns with you. Do what feels good to you, because that's what it's all about. You know, being good and doing good to others is giving great service, is giving great value, is being respectful and mindful of the other person. And you don't need to know everything that's going on in the life, basically, with all due respect, mind your own business, but it's nothing to do with you. But that doesn't mean that you can't hold space for them and be there for them if they need to talk to you, or give them advice if someone you recommend them to go and go to get the hair done, or a shop that they can go and get, buy a tie from or something like that, you know. It is all about spreading happiness, kindness, love, joy and respect and everything else, you know. But you need to be good for yourself. But guess what? It all starts with you. It all starts with you accepting you, where you are right now, and then acknowledging and knowing that you're moving forward with everything that you're doing. Every single day is a new, fresh day to do something. But giving yourself time to process things, reflect on things, change things, tweak things, all of that good stuff. But feeling good starts with yourself. So I've got a few things that I would love to recommend you to do. As soon as you wake up and you open your eyes, you know, go into gratitude straight away. Be grateful for the small things, the big things, put a reason behind it. I'm grateful for my health because dot, dot, dot. I'm grateful for my money and my wealth because dot, dot, dot. I'm grateful for the people in my life, the people who've left and the people who stay and the new people I'm going to meet. And it's going to be awesome, you know, all of that stuff. And also the opportunities and experiences that you will have and have had. So you can do three things. You can do past, present and future. So you can be grateful for everything in the past, and you can reel it off and get very specific and, you know, all of that. And then you can do the present. The present moment is all we have. The past is a memory. The future doesn't exist. You can always plan for the future, but it doesn't exist yet. So really, really ground yourself in the intention and the knowing of where the present is, what you're doing, how you're feeling, tap into that. And really start your day off in gratitude and love, because that will change the whole aspect of the day. Even if that day you are going to a funeral, even if that day you are nervous about a job interview that you're going for, even if you have a full jam-packed day full of work, whether it's business or work, a job, whatever, really program yourself in the gratitude and the love, and that everything's going to be great. It's going to be a good run if you are driving somewhere. It's going to be an amazing day, incredible day. You're going to learn stuff. You're going to see people. You're going to smile, all of that stuff, okay? This is what I plan and prep every single day. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a great day. I always pull cards. I have oracle cards. I always pull cards every single morning, and I have a lemon drink as well, a hot lemon drink. And so I squeeze one lemon all into a cup, little bit of cold water, then fill it up with hot water, stir it, and then I'm good to go. And it's really, really great. It sets me up for the day. I have a look in my planner, see what is going on, and then go from there. Now, if you have a job, you're on shift work, or you've got the school run when you get back and you sort things out, you know, it is all about being good. Because even though, and this is what I really want to clarify and share with you, is that you may be having a rubbish day, all right? But then someone smiles at you and you smile back because you want to be polite. Obviously, you don't want to be rude, and you smile, you know what I mean? You may be having a rubbish day, but they might be having a rubbish day as well. And for that split second, you just help each other by smiling or saying hi and being respectful. Everything is all about respect, appreciation and love in that order. But no one else is going to be good to you and good for you if you're not good to yourself and for yourself first. Always put yourself first. Before the kids, before everyone else. And it's not selfish, it's something you need to do, because if you're not okay, you can't look after everybody else. So my message for you today on this podcast episode is play with a different energy, play with a different vibration, a different belief, a different set point in your life, in order to moving forward from now on, the intention is that you are going to be good to yourself, for yourself. The ripple effect obviously is then for others too, but be mindful of the words that you say to yourself, how you describe yourself and everything, because that has a ripple effect too. So I'm sending you lots of love, high vibes, positive energy and all that goodness. And I'll see you on the next episode.